I am really glad that you can make it. Here, sit down. We have a lot to discuss.
Well, of course we do.
All right, so I am not going to keep you waiting. I hate beating around the bush, so I'm just going to say what's been on my mind. I know you have feelings for her. Yeah, let's just say word gets around fast, and you're not very good at hiding your emotions. It's like bleeding out of you. But, yeah, I'm not here to embarrass you for having a crush on someone like a normal human being, but I'm here to warn you, if anything. And I just want to put this out there. I'm not trying to, like, ruin what you have, because I know having a crush is, like, super fun and, you know, it gets the heart racing. Not trying to break your heart or anything, but I'm just here to let you know what I found out. So basically, some of my friends informed me that the girl that you have a crush on has very, very bad intentions when it comes down to you. So she hasn't made this known, but she actually is dating someone currently. Nobody knew that. Not even me. And she actually spoke to her partner about it, that she was going to, like, prank you. And if you don't believe me, here, hold on. Look at these messages. That's her. That is her social media handle. Talking about you. She wanted to basically humiliate you in front of, like, your friends. And I couldn't just not say anything, you know? Well, yeah, because this is just cruel. This is not something a normal human being does. Like, if you find out someone has a crush on you and you're with somebody, just don't acknowledge them or just let them know. Like, this is ridiculous. I don't know. I stopped talking to her ever since I found out. And, well, yeah, I cannot see her the same. Like, why are you going to be so unnecessarily cruel to somebody? And I feel like, in a way, if I stayed silent, I'm basically contributing to your humiliation. So yeah, I just wanted to let you know that your crush wants to humiliate you. Yeah, I know this is a lot to take in. And again, I'm sorry to be the one to break the news and kind of just... I know this wasn't my intention, but I kind of just ruined that crush, you know, phase for you. Well, I know it's for a good reason, but still, I can't help but feel bad. I'm sorry, okay? I really, really am. This is not okay in the slightest, and I don't know. I would rather you just know the truth about her than find out later and be humiliated. Yeah, no problem. It's just, I do want to ask, are you okay? I know that's kind of like a dumb question, but genuinely curious. I'm sorry. I know I need to stop apologizing, but still, I really can't help but feel terrible. Hey, how about this? I brought you all the way out here, so why don't I treat you to something? I mean, yeah, I don't want you to, like, leave, you know, with a broken heart and all sad. Especially after you took all your time to come over here. So, yeah, with the news out of the way, let's go do something fun. My treat, by the way. No, seriously. Oh, you're so kind, really. Again, another reason why I really wanted to let you know as soon as I found out. Because I found this out yesterday, so scheduling this was really last minute, If you know anything about me, I'm never the type to do that. So again, I'm really grateful that you came out here today on your time, and sorry again for the bad news. What was I saying before this? Oh, right. The main reason why I needed to tell you ASAP was because I've heard from all of my friends that you're also a really cool person, really nice, you know, just very optimistic, and we all felt like really bad, and we just didn't want something so cruel to happen to someone who's apparently so gentle. So yeah, very left field from, you know, your crush. We did not know she was the type of person to do that, by the way. This is like the first time she's ever done this. I don't know if her, like, partner is telling her to do it, but still, uncool. But, enough about that. I hate to rub salt into the wound. How about we go to the park? It's, like, right there. Yeah, and afterwards, let's get a bite to eat. There's this killer burger joint. I have to take you. It is so good. And if you want my recommendation, I would get the cheeseburger with A1 sauce, grilled mushrooms, onions, and jalapenos. Everything else is up to you, but those are just so good. I think those are like my favorite toppings on a burger. But of course, that's subjective. Sorry, I talk a lot, especially when I'm nervous. Well, of course. I mean, just breaking such harsh news to somebody, especially someone you don't really know, it's hard. And just seeing how your smile slowly faded to a frown, it killed me. It really, really did. And yeah. Again, I'm so sorry for her. And just know, my friends and I don't really want to associate with her after that. That was like, you know, what do they call it? The ick. We all just really did not like that. Listen, my mentality is, do not hurt someone if it's unnecessary. Like, if someone did you wrong, I understand. But if this person literally did not do anything wrong but just, like, exist, why do you feel the need to go after them? That's just bullying. You're not even doing anything good for yourself. Yeah, I don't know. Weird people with weird mindsets. It is what it is. But hey, you avoided something potentially really bad. Yeah, I understand. Really, I do. Yeah, well, another reason why I was so compelled to tell you is because I've had that happen to me too. My old crush, he found out that I liked him and decided to invite me to a date where a bunch of his friends were hiding in his car, and the moment I got in, they dumped a bunch of, like, paint on me. And let me tell you, what he did to me, whatever. That paint stayed on my skin for 3 days. Should I call the police and press charges? Sure. But I did not want to deal with that. I was just like, you know what? At least this happened on the first date and not on like the 20th. So I am just going to be the better person and walk away. I know, but it is what it is. So yeah, I just didn't want you to go through the same thing. And because I know I handled it like kind of okay, but I don't know you, and I'd just rather not have something that's potentially a traumatizing experience to happen. If I'm able to prevent something traumatizing, you know, I gotta do something. Sorry, am I ranting again? I guess I am. I literally said I was gonna drop the topic like 3 times. Okay. I mean, it's the reason why we're talking together now. And I will have to say, on that note, you are a great listener. And I love that trait in people. As you can tell, I talk a whole lot. When I'm nervous, when I'm happy, when I'm comfortable,
all of the emotions. I will be talking your head off.
Just wanted to let you know, since, if you wanted to be friends, maybe?
I would love, and I mean love, to be your friend.
I mean, of course.
There's a vacancy ever since a toxic bitch left. If you know what I'm saying.
But no, but seriously, you seem really cool, and I've heard only really good things about you, so I kind of want to take this as an opportunity to be like, hey, let's be friends, you know, and see where it takes us.
Of course, I'm not trying to, like, pressure you to do anything, but yeah, I kind of want to try to turn this kind of awful situation into something good and maybe something memorable.
Oh, wow. You know, the fact that you're taking this so well says a lot about you.
No, really, it does.
Oh, come on. Give yourself some credit.
I understand the art of humility, but still, there's nothing wrong with giving yourself a pat on the back.
Speaking of which, let me pat you on the back by treating you to a burger and maybe some ice cream.
No, you're not paying for anything, especially after today.
All right, fine. How about this? I take care of today's meal, and you treat me out to maybe something else?
Deal?
There we go.
They don't call me the queen of compromise for no reason. They do not call me that.
You know what? I gotta say, despite this having a horrible beginning, I think the two of us are gonna be just fine. What do you think?
There we go. It's so refreshing to see a smile on that sweet face.
And for the remainder of the time that I know you, I want to keep that smile on your face 24/7. So let's start on that now, shall we?
Come on, burger joints this way.